It's time for some cookie. What the hell? Yo, what the hell? Wait. Yeah, those are my cookies. Oh my god. So I was smoking a number yesterday. I often spend my evenings smoking a nice pipe or a nice number. Yesterday I left some cookies outside the back garden where I'm living as I was smoking. So I remembered I had 3 double chocolate chip cookies that I got from Co-op. I left it in the package. I only had like maybe 1. And this morning, well, I find my cookies have been stolen. Well, one of them has been stolen. Yeah, I think the neighborhood cats came over and started messing with my cookies. Damn neighborhood cats. So we have rain today. After a week of, you know, like trying to rain. It's been very hot over where we are. And I'm just making some tea right now. Actually, I'm making some coffee. I'm making some mint coffee. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And yeah, recently the past week has been very hot and humid. And the past 3 weeks has just been wind and rain, gearing up towards the warmer season. So I have decided to move away from the Hive blockchain. I started on the Hive blockchain around 2021 when all this scandemic COVID shit fucking kicked off. You know, I used to have a YouTube channel where I do, I post my videos on my work as a magician, my shows and my performances and whatnot. So I used to have quite a big channel. And when the COVID thing kicked off, you know, I used my voice, my small little voice, to try and warn people about the shots. And one thing led to another. My account got banned. Got, you know, I received the strikes and just got closed. So I ended up on the alternative media platforms like Odyssey, you know, things like that, Rumble, BitChute. And then I was introduced to Hive by my friend Callan the Wizard. Callan, if you're listening to this, hey man, you need to hit me up. I don't know where you at. So, since 2021, I've really been trying to rebuild myself and my work over on Hive. You know, I've been there coming up to 5 years now, 4 years now, sorry. 4 years, you could say. But I've come to learn a few things about, you know, the Web3 as a whole. You know, I started using the internet when I was very young when Windows 95, 98, 97 came out, you know. Back then I started using the internet. And it was a nicer place. It seemed to be a nicer place then, the internet. You know, had a lot of charm. Web pages had a lot of charm. You know, things were innocent. Nobody was trying to sell you shit all the time. There's no advertisements. I mean, the old HTML 1990s website, early 2000 websites, they were charming as hell. I used to go online and read a lot of web comics and shit like that, you know what I mean? And I used to follow people's blogs and their Tumblrs and whatnot, you know what I mean? It was a fantastic time. It was a good, fantastic time to be on the internet. And then everything kind of changed, like, for me, in the mid-2000s. That's when, like, social media, like, the entertainment platforms sprang up. Sorry, I'm just going to blow my nose, all right? Yeah. In Cantonese, we call it chui la ba, blowing the trumpet. Yeah. When you're picking your nose, it's called choi kong, mining. You're mining for gold when you're picking your nose. Yeah, choi kong. So yeah, I remember everything changing when like YouTube really kicked off, man. And then the advent of Facebook and all the other ones like Instagram. And then it just got worse and worse throughout the freaking years, you know. Now, with the whole evolution of the internet, we have been given Web3, you know, as a tool for freedom. And Web3 is more than just what people make it out to be. You know, people have been stuck in the old ways for some time, and they're not really seeing what Web3 can be. It's not just a blogging platform. It's not just a place where your information that you put onto the Web3 can not be destroyed. It's not just a place for where you dump stuffs. You can see it in many ways. You can see it as a communications network. You can see it as a massive hard drive, you know, a place to store data and own data. And when I speak about communications network, I mean a place where you have spaces or platforms where you can speak freely without being censored, or you can say things, or you can have dialogues with people that will not put you in immediate harm or danger. Because I mean, these decentralized places, they're not really owned by the state, you know, they're not owned by the big tech, you know, so it's really a free kind of market, you would say. And speaking about markets, you can even have your own business on there. You can even just purely go into these, you know, spaces and set up shop, you know, to sell your products on there. You don't even need to have a website. You don't need to even need to have a store. You know, you can just operate from there. You know, as I said, it's a communications network. So you can also have things like, you know, a hotline where people can reach you. You know, your page can be private. You can have a radio show built on top of this technology. You know, you can have, like I said, you can use it as a hard drive, or you can use it as a means to immortalize your work, you know, because you know it can't be destroyed. All these things come to mind. But it's a shame that people's minds are not that evolutionary, and that they only stick to the old, tried and tested ways. So, for me, after being on Hive for 5 years, I didn't really put much effort into the Hive. Been doing it part-time. Just mainly doing it, you know, so that I can have a place to put my work, my videos, my old videos and my new videos. You know, since having my old YouTube shut down, it kind of was a wake-up call to like, hey, you know, you need a place to back up your shit. But you can't really back it up on a physical hard drive just in case there's a motherfucking solar flare and your hard drive gets cooked. So then you put it onto the Web3. You know, you use it as an unlimited free hard drive storage space. But hey, that's one of the ways I'm doing it. But the problem is, now the internet is a large percentage of the known internet, whether it is the centralized or even the decentralized, it is overrun by bots, you know, AI scripted bots. You know, the dead internet fact is a fact, it's not a theory, you know. And you see often on your mainstream platforms, when you post a YouTube video, you get fucking comments from bots asking you, yeah, yeah, I've got this deal, you know, blah, 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 some crypto scam and some shit. Same thing on the decentralized spaces. You got people that you think are your friends that might be just fucking AI bots sprung up out of nowhere. They might be agents, or they might be created for nefarious uses. This is not the environment I want to be in. I come from the late 90s as an internet kid, and my time was in making actual connections with the people through their blogs or their SoundClouds or their Tumblrs. You know, like I'm a gamer. I play video games. So, you know, the, you know, chat boards, forums and all sorts of shit, you know. And I think now with the way the world is going, is a very tyrannical digital inquisition that's coming. This is the agenda 2030, is the whole digitization of the world. under the one world government. So it's a double-edged sword. The people are given the opportunity. You know, what did the Terminator say? You know, follow me if you want to live. Come with me if you want to live. Yeah. You could either stay in the old ways or you adapt. Adapting is difficult because it seems as though you are forsaking old principles, you know. But to be honest with you, under the right circumstances and in the right hands with the right minds, this new technology, this Web3, this unmutable blockchain, communications, transactions, data storage, business building, technology is a very powerful tool for the people. No longer do you have to rely on the financial banking system, you know, to do your transactions. For example, your business, you can actually operate on the blockchain, you know. You can operate on, you know, one of my, I got a sweet spot for the Blurt blockchain, you know, blurt.blog, you know. If you want to get signed up, let me know, man. I got some voucher codes that I can help you out with. It's a nice place because the Blurt blockchain doesn't have... It's a blogging platform whereby when you blog on there, you can earn cryptocurrency called the Blurt token, which is currently priced at maybe like, I think... maybe like fucking... less than 10p. Less than 10 pence. I've got to recheck the price. But, you know, it's a good, solid project that's been around for about 5 years. Right now, the whole world is in some kind of like cryptocurrency price suppression because things are moving towards the BRICS. Things are moving towards like the Western financial treasury. The accumulation of the Western wealth is slowly shifting over to the East. That's the feeling I get. And everything is becoming digitized, so the old financial banking legacy system is on its last legs and it's basically just being updated. So there is a price suppression, but once the revamps are all done, the new rendition of the economy is all done, you would expect all cryptocurrencies to be soaring in price. If you are using, and which you should not, you know, you shouldn't, if you're using the fiat currency measurement, you know, the unit of measurement. And when the day the Bitcoin will become truly the world reserve, that's when the shit's going to go down. And this is the time when people are going to find that, hey, there's going to be a lot of people coming from the mainstream social internet spaces. Because they're sick and tired of all the fucking advertisements. You know, you got content creators that can't really earn on your YouTubes, your Patreons, your Ko-fis, your Buy Me A Coffees and all that shit. So they're going to inevitably, especially people from the poorer countries. You're talking about your Philippines, your Cambodias, your Pakistans, your Indias. You know, you got your Chinas. I'm talking about the people, you know, your Africas, people in the... Middle East, if they get to use this software, this technology, they're all going to jump on this bandwagon because they've been suppressed under poverty for so long, and with the prospect of freedom of speech and earning some good money outside the banking system, fucking game over. You know what I mean? And I see this trend happening now. You know how one thing starts is how one thing finishes, and unfortunately, human beings are flawed. And there will always be those creating pyramid schemes out of hope, out of technology for freedom, you know. So I really want to move away from what my good friend, but you know, I consider him a comrade. He would say, you know, like, the proof of stake, yo, you know who you are, the proof of stake system. As long as there is a proof of stake infrastructure in any platform, that means there's people that are going to have major control over the you could say the internal economy of these Web3 social cryptocurrency blogging platforms, then it's game over. That's why I do believe it's time to take back our individualism using these tools for freedom, these diabolical tools for freedom, which is Web3, you know, blockchain technology. Because you don't really want to rely on so much on these things, these social platforms, when a bunch of people can mute you, censor you, or have access to your information, you know, even though they say they don't. You know, motherfuckers are lying. They're lying. They're lying to you. Brave Smokes tells you they're fucking lying. So, time to take a step back and take back one's individualism, you know? Bring the blogs back. Bring the Tumblrs back. Bring the charm of the old internet back. We can do it. And I'm gonna start with this, my website here. You know? I never really thought about myself having a legacy. You know, I'm a guy that's, I'm just a sojourner. I'm just passing by. But with the tyranny that's been happening in the world, especially in the last, well, for me, 6 years, because the 2019 thing in Hong Kong, really, I'm from Hong Kong. It really, really kind of made me see things for what it is. Some people saw it in 9/11. Some people saw it way before, like, you know, way before. Either way, tyranny is tyranny. Doesn't matter what time frame it is, it's tyranny. And I don't stand for tyranny. In this world of tyranny, it's time. It's our duty and obligation as freedom fighters, freedom seekers, you know, and freedom promoters to stand up and take back what's ours, man. Be very, very careful of the traps in the space of Web3. Don't let money be the thing that motivates you to do what you do. Your integrity, your honesty, your authentic self-expression, and as Bruce Lee would call it, your emotional content is more important than the price of a token. It is more important than a fiat measurement of unit tagged to a product. It is more important than a reputation that you may build up on the internet or a false facade. Your legacy is more important. And the legacy must be, for me, freedom. Freedom is important. And I promote freedom. I promote it all the way, baby. That's Old Spice. Way old. If your husband don't smell like this, man, he ain't cooking for you, baby.